Clayton Safey from thewolverine.com. He is standing by. Get his thoughts on what to expect tomorrow. And Clayton, I know you and Anthony Broom did a podcast, kind of did your own little spring football draft. What should fans who watch it on Fox or who are going to the Big House tomorrow, what should they expect?
Yeah, it'll be pretty interesting. I think they should expect to keep a close eye on the quarterbacks, you know, Alex Orji, probably Davis Warren on the other side, and a few other guys I would expect to be in the mix. I mean, the first look at four-star, you know, top 200 kid, Jaden Davis, who should have a bright future here, maybe down the road at quarterback. I think it's a good chance to see Michigan's kind of, you know, newer players that are going to emerge on the offensive line, the defensive line, some guys pushing for time in the secondary. So, yeah, I mean, they lost a lot of guys to the NFL draft, and they will see the fruits of that labor next weekend when, you know, they get 14, 15 guys picked. But now it's kind of the time, and I think that's what tomorrow's going to be for, is for the guys that were behind them waiting their turn patiently, behind some guys that, you know, took their COVID year and were here a long time. Now it's their time to kind of step up and show what they can do.
Clayton Safey from thewolverine.com joining us on the Meyer guest line. When you and Anthony Broom did your spring football drafts, your own rosters, if you were both coaching the spring games, who were some of the top players selected in the top five for each of you?
Yeah, well, Mason Graham, Michigan's defensive tackle, went number one overall to Anthony's team. I took Will Johnson. It was a snake draft, so then I got defensive tackle Kenneth Grant after that. You know, so those were some of the top names. Tight end Colston Loveland, a couple edge rushers, Derek Moore and Josiah Stewart. I will say, you look at the top, you know, 10 or so picks, and people can watch that over at the Wolverine and listen to it, but a lot of defensive guys, Bill. They got a lot of talent on defense. Maybe not as much proven talent on offense, but there are still some guys to look out for. And that's something, too, maybe I should have mentioned when answering your first question as well. I think, you know, receivers is, wide receiver is going to be a position to really watch tomorrow. That goes hand-in-hand with quarterback, obviously. And then defensive back, you know, some corners that are going to be, you know, trying to push for playing time. It's going to be, you know, interesting to watch them go against those receivers. So, Michigan's known for running the football, but if they air it out a little bit, we'll get to learn a little bit more about some of these positions that have these ongoing battles.
Yeah, offense is a key for me to watch tomorrow. Quarterbacks, Receivers who develop. We know what Edwards can do. O-line, you're not going to see a lot, but it's really about quarterbacks and the receivers for me tomorrow. Before I let you go, how about the national headline right now across this country that Dusty May steps in for Howard and lands four-star combo guard Justin Pippen out of California, the son of Scottie Pippen. What a huge get for Michigan hoops.
It is, and it's the next one. You know, he's a top 100 kid who was really a late bloomer, had a monster senior year out at, you know, powerhouse Sierra Canyon near Los Angeles. He's just the latest of former or sons of former NBA players with the Michigan program, Tim Hardaway, Glenn Robinson, some others. So, there's going to be, I think we talked the other day, Scottie Pippen probably showing up at Chrysler this year, so that'll be kind of an interesting dynamic. But his son is certainly a really good player who has impressed a lot of people over the last year, again, playing for one of the top programs in the country. So, we know Dusty May is going to want to have a lot of guards on the roster, and it looks like they could add another one here in the next hour, Reuben Jones. Point guard, shooting guard from North Texas, is strongly considering Michigan and makes his announcement here in the next hour.
So where does a kid from Grand Rapids Catholic Central, where does he mix in as a freshman, his future at Michigan?
Yeah, Darrell Brooks. I think that, you know, he could be in that mix for playing time as a freshman. And I even asked him about this last week. We had a long sit down with him over at Catholic Central, and he said, well, it depends on, you know, who else we get, right? That the roster isn't filled out yet. They have a lot of spots still to fill. So I think that's going to be important, is, you know, keeping an eye on who else they get. But I think he's a guy that could contribute, you know, maybe several minutes a game as a freshman. They are in on a lot of guards, though, in the transfer portal. So you'd have to wonder, you know, how much opportunity there's going to be for playing time right away. But I do think he's going to be a good player at Michigan.
It is amazing for the high school kids at all levels in all sports what the transfer portal is doing on the plus side and also on the negative side. You can follow everything Michigan spring game, Michigan basketball, four-star Justin Pippen committing to Dusty May, all that at thewolverine.com. Clayton, enjoy your weekend.
You too. Appreciate you.